What's coming next? I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. We've got more issues with Gateway Church, and here we have a new report that has come to light about a cover-up of a minor who was sexually abused back in 2018 from another church attendee at Gateway Church. Five ordained pastors from Gateway are named as defendants who knew about the incident. Gross negligence, breach of fiduciary duty, and added emotional distress were listed in the lawsuit as issues caused or directly related to the alleged assault. Pray for the congregants at Gateway Church as they seek the Holy Spirit in these dark times. As more comes to light, that the church will be able to deal with them in an appropriate way that would honor God and help the victims. We have another megachurch issue here. A megachurch is temporarily closed after insurance and misconduct allegation woes. A megachurch has had to place all operations on hold because past sexual abuse allegations have made them ineligible for insurance renewal. The Meeting House in Toronto, one of the largest megachurches in Canada, they have been unable to find an insurance company willing to take them on because of past indiscretions that have happened in the church. The article goes on to give more details there, and you can check that out. I'll provide the link in the description. Also, we have the danger of Freemasonry in the church. In this interview that I did with Pastor Billy Crone, which has gone viral, recently Pastor Billy Crone joined Charisma Media to give a deep dive into the spiritual warfare that the church is engaged in today, but is seriously unaware. Society just think that it's a good old boys club. And he says, no, it's not. It's an occult secret society. He says that one of the driving forces Freemasonry supports is the denial of Jesus Christ as being the only way to the Father, thereby condemning followers to an eternity separated from their creator in hell. And he even says that they don't call it heaven. They call it the Grand Lodge in the sky. They are leading to a false God. Benny Hinn makes our top stories again. And here, Benny Hinn says that financial giving will protect God's people in face of darkness. Benny Hinn is urging viewers to give financially for God's protection in the coming darkness. In a recent message entitled Shameless Begging, Pastor Benny discussed what he believes it means to reach out to the Lord in sincere and earnest prayer, much like David did in the Psalms. And then he concluded his message and encouraged viewers to sow financially in preparation for the darkness ahead. He says that we are facing days of such darkness and such danger unseen in the history of man, unseen since Adam, worse than anything that has happened in the past. And only those who have been faithful in giving to God's work will be protected financially. Now, famous critic of Benny Hinn, Mike Winger, who created a four-hour-long documentary on Benny Hinn in relation to the prosperity gospel movement, has shared the clip and his comments on the message by Hinn. He says to his audience, do me a favor and share this information with others because we need to keep people in the body of Christ from being duped and lied to. That's what Winger says. In an exclusive interview that on the Strang Report podcast, Hinn admitted that the two areas he has made mistakes were in prophecy and prosperity. And we've also done an interview with Mike Winger, and both of these are available on charismanews.com for the article. So click the link in the description and you can watch both of those for yourself. And our top story right now, Chuck Pierce. This is what's coming in the next 3 months. Now, there's a lot to read in this article, so I definitely recommend reading it yourself. The link will be in the description. Prophetic voice Chuck Pierce gave a warning specifically over what to expect this month and the few months beyond. He says, this month there will be a war over the desire of your heart. Therefore, we have to understand that if we focus on our harvest ahead, we will see the path through the harvest field. We will be able to experience the desires of our heart. The next 3 months will be the most difficult to maneuver. That's what he says. And you can check out more of this word here, and you can watch his full response or his four. You can read more about this in the article here, but click the link in the article to watch Chuck Pierce's full video. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News.